The great voice of the Midwest and the home to the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500. This is WGN Chicago, on air and online worldwide. WGN Chicago. A Nexstar Media Group station.
Partly sunny and 79 at 4:02. Good afternoon. I'm Bob Kessler. The news is sponsored by the Gilkey Window Company. Two suspects in a shooting at a San Diego mosque are reportedly dead.
Cubs back at Wrigley hosting the Brewers. The White Sox start a six-game trip at Seattle.
And in business, the world's richest man loses out in a battle of the AI titans. Details coming up.
And traffic is sponsored by Bullfrog Spa's Factory Stores. Inbound in the Eden, some delays from Cicero. Kennedy about 35 to the airport, 55 inbound. Up on Ike 45 to Mannheim. Stevenson 36 to the Tri-State. Dan Ryan half hour to 95th on the Bishop Ford. Heavy outbound delays, 111th to 159th. DeSavo Lakeshore Drive northbound, Roosevelt to Jackson. On 294, that's heavy Irving Park to Ogden. Westbound I-80 Briggs to Chicago with an accident off to the side. Hey, Chicago, this Memorial Day, bring home a hot tub from Bullfrog Spas and save big. Get up to $4,000 off MSRP plus a free audio upgrade on select models. Inventory is limited. Visit your nearest Bullfrog Spas factory store today. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
And we are just now learning from police in San Diego. Three people are dead in a shooting at the Islamic Center of San Diego. Two suspects also dead of self-inflicted gunshot wounds. But there are three people who are dead. The report of an active shooting, active shooter opening fire at a San Diego mosque came in shortly after noon San Diego time, and police said then they believe several people have been shot. Again, we do know right now three people have been killed. The Islamic Center of San Diego, about 9 miles north of downtown San Diego. President Trump says he's holding off on any military strikes on Iran planned for tomorrow because serious negotiations are underway. He made the announcement on social media after threatening the clock was ticking for Iran to strike a deal or fighting would renew after a fragile ceasefire. Chicago police are searching for smash-and-grab robbery suspects who robbed several businesses in the Pilsen neighborhood this weekend. WGN's Jeremy Ross reports from the intersection of Martin Luther King Drive and Pershing Road.
No one's allowed in or out as work is underway. On a stretch of Cermak, the cost of crime impacts at least three other businesses. Crooks took a bite out of the doorway of Steve's Bite Sandwich Shop. The doorway of this Papa John's popped open, and this taco restaurant will be serving food, but not before cleaning up the glass from a break-in.
No word yet on suspect descriptions, but plenty of surveillance video for investigators to look over. A woman charged in the fatal stabbing of her baby was scheduled to appear today in court, but she didn't appear. Tatiana Maxwell has been hospitalized for a brain bleed after jumping out of a second-story window when the ambulance arrived for her daughter on Friday. Police say she stabbed her one-month-old at a home in 59th and Sacramento. Her next court hearing's Friday. WGN Sports Times 405.
From the Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Sports Desk, Will Venable's White Sox taking 2 of 3 from the Cubs on the south side over the weekend.
You understand the significance of the series, and you want to perform well, obviously, because we want to win, but for our fans as well. So really happy that they came out to support us. Obviously, great energy in the building, and you know, obviously happy that we were able to get those wins.
Sox on the road at Seattle tonight. Cubs return to Wrigley. 3-game set with the Brewers starts tonight. Milwaukee just a game and a half back in the Central. Shota Imanaga on the mound. Game one of the West Final in the NBA, the Thunder hosting the Spurs, and a game seven in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's the Sabres and Canadiens in Buffalo. Winner moves on to face Carolina. Bob, we're talking baseball. Will both the Cubs and White Sox make the playoffs this year? That's next on the Sports Click.
A muggy night on tap. Temperatures fall just into the upper 60s with breezy southwesterly winds and cloudy skies. A line of showers and storms moves through again tonight with gusty winds and hail possible. Storms continue early Tuesday but clear out by midday. We could see additional showers and thunderstorms Tuesday afternoon. Highs will warm into the low 80s with breezy southwesterly winds. Tuesday night, temperatures fall back into the low 50s. From the WGN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Donovan.
The Dow gained 159 points. The S&P 500 dipped almost 5.5. The NASDAQ, with tech companies like Seagate and Micron taking a hit, lost 134. A jury in California today ruled against Elon Musk in his court battle with Sam Altman and OpenAI. Musk, who co-founded OpenAI, claimed that Altman went back on a promise to keep the company private. Musk wanted OpenAI to return to its original nonprofit status, have Altman booted from the company, and the return of billions of dollars in what he called ill-gotten gains. In the end, the jury found that Musk had filed the suit outside of the statute of limitations. I'm Steve Ruxton on 720 WGN.
News at the top and bottom of every hour. Breaking news at once. I'm Bob Kessler, WGN Radio News.
And it's Wendy Snyder here sitting in for Lisa Dent while she's on vacation. WGN. Hopefully has her feet up and has a drink in her hand and relaxing. That's what I am hoping right now. Fun things happening at Brookfield Zoo this summer. For instance, I'm going to see Blues Traveler. They have some concerts and some other fun things. So we'll talk about Brookfield Zoo Chicago and the newsroom sound check. And Kevin has your sports click next.